Today, ladies and gentlemen, is the first week of a three-week series of interviews that I recorded at the Kivira Coalition Conference, and I have here to introduce the Kivira Coalition and this conference, Avery Anderson, who's the executive director. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
So what's the Kivira Coalition and what's the purpose of this conference?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Kivira Coalition is an organization founded in 1997 by a rancher and two conservationists who were eager to build a parallel reality in which conversation about the way that agriculture and conservation had lots of points of intersect, and the way that, people could come together to have the kind of conversations that had not been possible before that point. There was a point of a moment in time in which there was a fair bit of turmoil between the agricultural community and the environmental community, specifically around public lands grazing in the late 90s. And Courtney White, who is one of the co-founders, and his two compatriots, Jim Winder, who's just received the New Mexico Land Conservancy award, and Barbara Johnson, who is the executive director of the Rio Puerco Alliance now, came together to create a safe place to have conversation across difference about what healthy land that produced food could look like in this landscape. And that they talked about their work in terms of creating the radical center, which is a really nice way to describe the idea that there wasn't a lot of progress happening at the extremes, and they were able to bring it together, bring a group of people together who were interested in leaving the extremes and coming together to have a respectful dialogue about what conservation and agriculture could do for this landscape.
So I think people tend to, it's easy to look at what the differences are. One group tends to be liberal, one tends to be conservative, one thinks the land should be conserved for its own sake, the other thinks the land should be used for economic benefit. Where's the common ground?
Well, I think that the remarkable thing that this community does, and I think a lot of the best work that this organization does is around our annual conference, which provides people an opportunity to see the ways in which landscapes that produce food have to have a level of health that creates economic prosperity for the person producing that food, but also creates an ecological prosperity for the soil microorganisms and for the wildlife that inhabit that landscape. And that, you know, the quote by Leopold, which I won't get quite right, but a thing is right when it tends towards beauty and it's wrong when it tends otherwise. There is a sense that you can that landscapes that are productive for both an ecological function and for a food producing function, which is obviously an economic function, can be quite symbiotic, but it requires a deliberate decision to do so. And it requires, you know, thinking, many of the ranchers within our community think of themselves as grass farmers first and foremost. And
and
think about sort of simultaneously the health of their elementary school systems and their soil mycorrhizal systems and their, you know, the profitability of their businesses on an equal plane, as opposed to elevating one above the other. And that conversation happens at our conference. This year, 2013, is our 12th annual conference. And we bring together a group of speakers who sort of jumpstart those kind of conversations within our community.
So what are some of the kinds of collaborations that you've seen that are happening here in New Mexico that have done good for both for wildlife and habitat and for farmers and ranchers?
Well, there are numerous examples. Many of them happen through, Kivira runs a ranch apprenticeship program, our new agrarian program, and lots of the connections for that program are made at the conference every year. We have a new agrarian career connection event happens on the second evening of the conference. It just happened last night. The room was filled with over 100 people coming together, young people from around the community coming together to meet mentors in New Mexico and the broader Southwest, who to get mentorship from people who, you know, these are young people who are looking to enter agriculture as a first career and are needing a training relationship or a mentorship apprenticeship relationship with so those are those relationships absolutely yield a down the road, these young people graduating from these apprenticeship programs are entering, you know, I just had a conversation downstairs. One of our apprentices left our apprenticeship program, went to manage our big ranch on the New Mexico-Arizona border. That's one of the ranches that's really been very pioneering in wolf recovery down in that part of the world. And so that's our apprenticeship program produced a manager who was managing a ranch on the New Mexico-Arizona border that's producing predator-friendly beef, and he's now going to be leaving that ranch and starting his own operation. And so we've seen sort of a direct effect of, you know, relationships that were built at the conference and through our other programming that are, meaning that we're producing sort of not only supporting the current generation of the best land stewards and food producers, but also producing that next generation.
That next generation, I mean, there's not a lot of people who are going into farming and ranching, and so the encouragement of that makes a huge difference.
Well, I think I might beg to differ on that. I think that the number of people who are entering agriculture at a variety of scales is increasing at sort of a shocking rate. One of the attendees here at the conference is Severin von Charner Fleming, who I think maybe has been on your show previously.
Yeah.
Severin is really, she runs an organization called the Greenhorns and now is becoming deeply involved in another organization that sort of came about as a result of her attendance at one of Kivera's conferences.
And she has a Greenhorns radio show, by the way.
She does, an excellent Greenhorns radio show. But Severin's also now working on what she's calling the Agrarian Trust. And it is directly addressing the fact that 4 million acres of farmland are about to change hands in the coming decades. And we have a tremendous opportunity in that land transfer period to get it into the hands of the people, young people who are attending conferences like the Kivera Conference or the Stone Barns Conference, the Young Farmers Conference, and getting it into the hands of people who are pretty excited about having integrating a conservation ethic into a food production business. So I think that it is we at least on a very small scale, at least in our apprenticeship program, are seeing an increase in the number of applicants every year. We're offering 2 to 3 positions a year and finding in some years that we have as many as 130 people requesting applications for those 2 positions. So
wow.
I'm entirely energized by the number of people, young people who are thinking about agriculture as an exciting, creative career to replace many of the careers that, you know, that their parents' generation were engaged in, and I'm very excited about that and seeing that as an important direction for Kivera going forward.
And these are all young people with a deep conservation ethic.
Absolutely, yep, and a very willing and sort of open minds to enter a very, very steep learning curve. A lot of these kids are not coming from agriculture, and so they're opening themselves up to something that we don't learn in school. I mean, they're seeking out mentorship outside of an academic arena.
We're talking to Avery Anderson of the Kivera Coalition. Now, on the very first day that I was at the conference, you made kind of the opening remarks, and you said that part of what's interesting is not only the talks, which are fantastic, and we'll have a half a dozen people on this show, which barely really scratches the surface of what's going on here at the conference. But you said that a lot of the good stuff that's happening here is the kind of conversations that go on between events. And for example, you'd already had a couple of paradigm changing conversations in the hall since coffee. What's an example of that?
Yeah, well, we made a very explicit, overt attempt in the 2013 conference down here. The theme this year is inspiring adaptation. And one of the things that we did very specifically was open up the morning on the first day for a number of groups, groups that are informally referring to themselves as Kivera West or Kivera North, or the Western Landowners Alliance, to host meetings of their membership and start conversations before the Kivera conference even kicked off. So people were already sort of in a networking, mind-bending mode by the time that we got into the meat of the conference on the afternoon of Wednesday of this past week. And at the very first break, a woman who has been a financial supporter of the organization came out and just she got me pinned up against the wall and demanded that I figure out in the next 24 hours how we reform American agriculture, because she feels like we're just on the brink, and that the group of people who were in this room this afternoon we had sort of all of the right minds here, and how could I elicit a conversation that would reform American agriculture before Friday? So,
but no pressure.
I mean, yeah, I've got 2 or 3 more hours here today, so I'm feeling like I've got loads of time.
Good heavens. But it's a really interesting thing, because what I'm noticing is that there's so much mutual respect among the various participants, and you can see, I mean, some people are walking around in cowboy hats, and some people have long hair, and there's clear cultural differences, and some people you have no idea who they are from looking at them. And with only one exception that I've seen at this conference, everybody has been listening very deeply and contributing very thoughtfully, and you can see that they're taking the ideas that they're learning and trying to make them practical so that they can take them home, whether that be for community organizing, whether that be for actually how to work with water on their land, whether it be about trees, whatever it is. It's a very useful hands-on approach.
Yep, and the diversity of our audience is something that we work pretty hard to protect. It's the organization has a mandate against any kind of advocacy or lobbying activities, and we are deliberately non-political or apolitical in our non-political in our messaging, and that has been at times frustrating. Interfacing with the state legislature and working on policy that directly affects us is something that sometimes I personally have an interest in doing, but we have, as an organization, made a deliberate decision to stay out of the politics and out of the out of lawsuits and out of the advocacy world, such that we maintain a diverse audience that comes from a variety of political difference. And it means that, you know, as we start to address subjects that are purely science but have become politicized, like climate change, we've gotten some pushback from the more conservative part of our audience that has preferred that we stay away from that, and organization feels as if it's a moral obligation to address those issues in a positive and proactive and solution-based manner. And the parts of our community that have been initially resistant to that have been appreciative of the approach that we've taken, not in sort of a calamity perspective, but instead in a very solution-based perspective. Even the theme of the 2013 conference in inspiring adaptation, we are simultaneously directing the importance and the urgency of the questions that we face ahead in a hotter and drier world, but doing so in a way that respects the diversity of the audience we have and appreciates that you know, the cowboy hats and the long-haired ponytails and everything in between.
Avery Anderson is Executive Director of the Kivira Coalition. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to Dr. Jonathan Overpeck, who is a climate scientist. And in the coming couple of weeks, we're going to be talking to a rancher, wildlife biologist, an organizer, policy person, all kinds of amazing people, all of whom I have interviewed here at the Kivira Coalition. So please stay tuned every Monday. Please do stay tuned every day. Avery Anderson, thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Really appreciate you being here, Mary Charlotte. Thank you very much.